It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman went into a Walmart in Texas last week. She picked up a cake, ate half of it, then demanded only paying half at the register since she only ate half the cake. That's the cake I wanted to buy.
Wow.
You can have the other half back.
Oh, man.
Well, the cops have to get involved.
Well, of course.
And eventually the manager said, you know what? You're banned. You're banned from the store, ma'am.
But she got to eat half the cake.
Yes, so, but you can't always have your cake and eat it too.
No. Well, she did for a minute.
Yeah. Wow. A lady from England was recently kicked off a flight because, well, she was wearing a see-through shirt with no brassiere.
Mm-hmm. Did she get upgraded?
She hot? The airline said she also fought with the crew, which is why they wouldn't let her back on once she covered up with a sweater.
Yeah, you can't be hot and mean.
Yeah.
Jeez. You gotta be either hot and nice or, you know, nice and, eh. You know.
Yes.
Right.
I get it. Because
nice
if you're.
And have a good personality.
Right. Because if you do, that even makes you that much hotter.
Yes, exactly.
That's perfect.
Girl.
I love the way you think.
Thank you, Mike.
Girl.
My whole life has pretty much governed that. A kangaroo crashed through the roof of an underground hotel in Australia. Yeah, so picture this. The kangaroo apparently is just hopping, and people saw both ends of this. And then, boom, the kangaroo's gone, landed on a skylight, went through the hotel room, into the bathroom, landed on the sink, turned on the water. The whole place flooded. Finally, a handyman showed up, cleaned up, had to put the kangaroo out because it couldn't get out.
Oh.
You know, so... Everybody was okay, except the kangaroo is really embarrassed. I can't believe it.
I can imagine the surprised look on the kangaroo's face.
What
when he's just hopping along, minding his own business, and like you see in the movies, you know,
doink,
you take a step
doink,
and
doink, doink,
right through the hole.
What the hell happened there? Oh, my, everything came out of my pockets. What is going on? And Mike, picture it. It's lucky.
See, Jacob, a kangaroo has a pocket.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Then,
you have to explain the stuff. It's just not as funny.
He won't get this one.
No. Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Wedding rehearsal. It's the advertisement. This is in San Antonio. Father of the bride, well, there was a little accident. He wanted to do the lift scene from Dirty Dancing.
No.
And his daughter, she's the bride, but she said, I can't do it with you, Dad. So they thought, you know what, the flower girl will do that.
Oh.
It was a distant relative. Sure enough, she jumped so high she flew over the dad's head. They all went crashing down. Song was still playing in the background. I've had the time of my life. She was banged up a little bit, the flower girl, but she
was just banged up.
She's expected to be okay.
No.
Come on. I got you.
She came in hot.
I totally have you. I do. Okay, here we go.
A little flower girl only has to be, what, 7'8"?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, about 30
Ready?
Pounds.
Hold on, it kicks it. Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Here we go.
It was a kangaroo.
It is Monday. That's your other name.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.